Our guest this morning on SOS is assistant basketball coach Dick Anthony. Won't be able to call him that for too much longer. Dick, I'm just kind of curious. What makes this year the year to step down? You've been doing this for 46 years. What's another 4 years to get you to 50?
Well, I have four grandchildren. They're all in early high school, and I haven't been able to attend anything they're doing, and I just decided now would probably be the best time. You just don't know. I've been out of it twice before for 2 years. 2 years when I retired from teaching in 2000, I got out for 2 years, and then once before that, I'd gotten out a couple of years. So you know, I thought it was just time.
When you opted out those first couple of years, the reason you got back into it, was it because you missed it so much?
No. Truthfully, I had two coaches. One of them was Coach Ruscio, who wanted me to help when he came in. And I had, when he came in, the coaches switched. I just decided that was about enough. And he called me about, or talked to me about coming back and helping them out, and I said, okay, I'll do that as long as I can coach the freshman a couple years and then be assistant varsity coach, because I had a nephew that came in and played for us, Mike Phillips, and I wanted to be able to coach him, so I got back in it after 2 years out. And then in 2000, when I retired from teaching, I thought that'd be a good time to get out. And the coach came again and asked me to come back in and help. I would. So my wife and I talked it over, and she was probably getting tired of me being around the house. So I got back in. That was with Dan Sparrow.
You know, and through all this, because the question is going to be asked, okay, what happens if they ask you to come back again next year?
I probably wouldn't do it. In fact, I've been asked that, and I was asked that by a couple people, but I'm right now, I think it's probably going to be okay.
As you look back on your career, Dick, what's the main thing you learned through the years, and maybe that main thing has changed a couple of times?
Well, I think the main thing that you have to be with kids is patient, you know, because they're gonna make mistakes. All of us do. And when you get too upset about one mistake, that leads to another one probably. And I just tried to make sure that I've been patient with kids. And I'm not always, but I tried to be. And I think it's paid off because kids listen then. So it's been a learning experience for me too.
And the things we learn through the years, we always think the good old days this, good old days that, and people say, you know, kids have changed. Have kids changed that much?
Not for me. Yeah. No, I see the kids we've had this year, and they're very similar to the kids I had the first years that I coached. And I've talked to other coaches who see the same thing. What's changed is some of it is the way you're coaching them and some of the things that coaches are pushing now, like the three-point shot. We didn't have that, but I think that's as much coaches wanting it as players wanting it. I'm not sure. Sometimes that, actually, when I look back over the years, before the three-point shot, I think the scoring was higher.
Yeah.
You know, it slowed down with a three-point shot because you have, for me, you have a lot of players who can't shoot them. This year we were very fortunate. We had a couple three-point shooters who are very good, but then a lot of times you're wasting a shot.
I know you've kind of specialized in defense over the years. How has that changed? It seems to me the game has gotten considerably more physical.
Absolutely, and I think that has a lot to do with the North Conference, has a lot to do with the officiating, and because it got, you know, as teams get by with stuff, they're going to do more stuff. You know, it's like I've watched teams where they try to run with the ball all the time. Okay, we used to do that too. I remember when we had Tim Olson and kids like that, we were running with the ball every time down the floor almost. But we weren't shooting shots on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody would have shot a shot past the head of the key without setting up something off, and he'd probably been sitting on time.
Mm-hmm.
His coaches just weren't going to have that. They wanted more control than that.
So what are you going to do next year? I mean, are you going to go to basketball games? Are you going to watch?
You know, that's the 2 years I was out once, I went to half of one game. And I love the kids, love watching it, but sometimes you get wrapped up in other stuff. You know, that was what you're doing. Sometimes you just like step away for a couple of weeks. And but it, so we'll see. I'm not sure what I'll do.